Alvarg could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
Kia ora. Doing well, thank you. Doing well. Enjoyed a bit of sun earlier today.
Yes, a little bit of that.
Thought about The Other's Way a bit.
Yes.
Not that that's a screen-related activity, but I hope you'll allow it.
I'm allowing it. Right. I'm pro Other's Way excitement. I'm feeling the same way.
But I am here to talk about things on screens, so I will do that. I wanted to start the segment off today by revisiting Pluribus, which we talked about a bit last week. I was deliberately quite vague about the show because it was relatively new, kind of has an interesting concept to it. So let's spoil that this week. I think that's enough time. It's been out for a few weeks now. So this is Vince Gilligan of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul fame's new show. It's about, for want of a better description, an alien invasion. A transmission gets picked up, turns out to be a virus, gets encoded into physical form and escapes the lab and into people, and creates this like hive mind situation where all the people on Earth are experiencing the same shared consciousness at the same time, yet are still also individual people, except for a very small number. Like, I think it's 11 in total, including the show's main character Carol, who's played by Rhea Seehorn from Better Call Saul. And she's like quite a holdout against this. From her perspective, this is like an invasion of the body snatchers scenario, but it does pose these interesting questions about collectivism versus individuality.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of kind of, I guess, social or political metaphors you could draw from this. And in the four episodes I've seen to date, it's sort of never really clear as we go through like set piece or conundrum to conundrum, like quite where you don't land consistently about which is better or which is worse. So
yeah,
it's kind of constantly using this as an interesting storytelling device. Because of the shared consciousness, they select, I guess, like an ambassador to deal with Carol, and that person's able to like cater to her every whim, really. Like, you want a plane to fly across the world? Cool, there's one on its way to you. Oh, you want some heroin? Oh, that's been dispatched to you now.
Awesome.
You want a hand grenade? Yep, that's cool, it's coming. So it allows Gilligan to kind of play with these scenes that have these like enormous uses of resources just geared towards one person. Some kind of amusement to that, some definite streak of comedy that'll be familiar to viewers of his previous shows. But yeah, it's got some good head scratching moments to it too. I probably needed to explain that stuff to really get to grips with what the title was. I mean, Pluribus, not the most roll off your tongue, ear catching title, but it's Latin for many or from many. It's from an expression that's on a US dollar bill. If you're an American, it's probably not that weird. But for those of us that don't stare at that Latin expression,
it's weird.
On our Sir Ed, not quite the norm. Anyway, a strong recommend for that, though. It's a good show. A couple of other recommends. If you're into horror vibes, a couple of things we talked about earlier this year are now streaming. Good Boy on Shudder. This is the horror sort of ghost story told from a dog's perspective.
Awesome.
I'd really dug this. A really great dog actor. You will sort of wonder, like, is that dog genuinely scared? What have they done to make that dog scared? I hope they didn't make that dog too scared.
Yeah, I think I asked
you. Its acting's really good. And the other that's kind of also animal-related, Dangerous Animals, which is on Neon. This is Jai Courtney as a guy who loves feeding people to sharks. The sharks, I don't think the sharks are real. They're not acting. It's just computers. Doesn't have the same ethical problems.
No shark actors?
Not that I'm aware of.
If
they are, they're expressionless and you could never tell whether they're having a good or bad time. And I'll just end on an optimistic note for a good time. I haven't seen this yet, but the third Knives Out film is landing in cinemas from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Netflix film. Like their recent releases that have made it to cinemas, they're not making much of an effort theatrically. So I guess presumably it's a contractual requirement for the filmmakers that who love movies that we get to see movies in cinemas, but they're making a very minimal effort. This is not going to be in one of the big chain cinemas near you. Regardless, you can catch it at Academy, Vic Devonport, Silky Otter, Bridgeway, Lido, or Beachside, Takapuna. There aren't many sessions, so get along to that quick. I'm looking forward to going to watch this tomorrow. Wake Up Dead Man stars Daniel Craig again, but also typically kind of stacked ensemble. There's also Josh O'Connor, Josh Brolin, Glenn Close, Mila Kunis, blah, 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 and blah.
So, cast.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And the early word that I've heard about the film is that it's a kind of really like back to basics kind of murder mystery, which I'm digging. Glass Onion was got a bit silly, I think. Got a bit big for itself. So I like the thought of Rian Johnson doing a his take on a kind of good old standard murder mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't beat him.
If you can't make it to this in cinemas, it will be on Netflix in just a few weeks. So that's for you to weigh up and decide whether you want to put your money where your mouth is. Stand up for cinema or sit on your couch.
Well, brilliant. Thank you so much, Steve. That was Flicks and That.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.